Let's close with this lady and look at Hebrews. Let's go keep going to the New Testament, a couple more books before you get to Hebrews, right after Timothy and just before James. But look at the Hall of Faith, chapter 11, all about the great people of faith. And notice this, that it tells us about Sarah. And who would have thought that this woman would have been considered one of the great people of faith in the Bible? Look at verse 11, chapter 11 of Hebrews. Would you say the first three words out loud together? By faith, Sarah. You see, there was a change in this mom's life. And this change was that the Word of God had become real to her. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How shall they hear except the Word be preached? How shall the Word be preached except a man be sent? So the more you hear the Scripture, the more your faith grows, the more your faith grows, the more you're in communication with heaven, the more you're in communication with heaven, the more you realize who you are and what you're here for. So something happened in her life that it said, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, Abraham, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. That's amazing. These all died in faith, not having received promises, but having seen them afar off, assured to them, they embraced them, and they confessed them. Three things. They were assured of these promises, they embraced the promises, and they confessed the promises. But who were they? They were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. If you do a word study, and this is what our message is about, but you go to that word strangers, you'll find out that the word means strange, strangers from another place, literally aliens. They are people, the pilgrims, strangers and pilgrims, they are aliens from another place that come and interject themselves into a community to live alongside with and be like the people they have come to know. See, that's who you are. You're not Sunday go to meet in church people, you're actually aliens. That's why a huge line is being drawn against the Christian community worldwide right now. Because the leaders know, for the world to go on in the way that they want it to go, something has to be done with the Christian situation. As long as Bible-believing Christians are around, the parties that want to make society one world and secular have a big problem. But God's going to settle the issue for them without their help. He is going to descend from heaven with a shout of the archangel, the voice of the trumpet, the dead in Christ will rise first, and those of us that are alive and remain will be caught up in the clouds, always to be together with them. Comfort one another, these words. The taking up of the church is getting ready to happen. The end of the age is before us.